All right, lads, welcome back to me podcast, Cheaper Than Therapy. Mick Thomas here. How are you? How you doing? Listen, thanks for liking, subscribing and sharing and coming on back. I do appreciate you. Thank you to all the new listeners who are joining. A bunch of people messaging me saying they love the show. Well, that's lovely to hear. That's lovely to hear. You hear that, ma? You hear that, da? People like the show. No shows to promote. I mean, I got a bunch of shows around between the comic strip, Comedy Cellar, West Side Comedy Club, all coming up, of course. But I guess April 5 and 6, back at Uncle Vinny's in New Jersey, Point Pleasant. A lot of people kind of, when I went down on a Wednesday and a Thursday, some off nights to try new material. I'll be back. So come down, check me out there. I would appreciate it. Getting over like a weird sickness, I think, you know, just finished up the All-Irish Comedy Tour last night at the Comic Strip. And before I go into anything, I want to thank every single body. We had a blast. So to everyone who came out, let it be in Philadelphia, Boston, Springfield, Massachusetts, the Comic Strip last night, no matter where, whichever show you came to, thank you, because you guys brought it. You guys really, really put on a great show for us, and as a result, you know, we gave it back. So thank you so much. I'm better now, but I was sick for about, I was on a cruise 2 weeks ago, and I was sick. Oh, I was up at the start of the tour, Columbus, Ohio, and I talked about that being really sick. So I'm starting to think now it was for the first time ever I got COVID. For the first time ever, because I've never had COVID. And the reason why I think it's COVID is because I no longer like Red Bull. And if anybody knows Mick Thomas, they know he loves a good sugar-free Red Bull. But it's gone. It's out of my I don't like it. Every time I drink it now, it's like blech. And I have a half a case left in my basement that I have to try finish off. But I got the sniffles. So I think when I'm on stage towards the last few minutes of my sets, my nose starts to run and people probably think like, oh, that's the cocaine drip kicking in. Not the case. Not a cokehead at all. I hope you liked your St. Patrick's Day. Hope you had a good time. Now it's the next day, right? Now here's the Italian's Day, the St. Joseph's Day, where I think you're supposed to eat a pastry or something. Right, good for them. Lovely holiday, St. Joseph's. Don't know what it is, don't know what it represents. Something about cannolis, right? The saint of cannolis is St. Joseph, I think it is. By the way, big fan of Italian, your cooking, your cuisine. I do joke about it. I do joke about the Olive Garden and that kind of stuff. But all joking aside, Italians, you are great at your food is delicious. Mouth-watering delicious. But will you fuck off with your cannoli? Go away with that being a dessert. It looks enticing. Very, very aesthetically, it does look like it ticks all the boxes, right? It looks like it's got cream and a wafer and chocolate chips. Aesthetically, it looks like a delicious, but it tastes like a fucking foot. I don't know why you think it's a dessert. You're better than this, Italians. You're way better than this when it comes to your cooking. You really are. Like, I could sit and eat a plate of pasta with sauce and a big, oh, vodka. Oh, my goodness. I could destroy a good plate of pasta with your penne or penne alla vodka or something like that. Delicious. But fuck off with your cannolis. But I hope you enjoy your St. Joseph's Day. I really do. But, you know, and I don't celebrate St. Patrick's Day. And we're walking around, like, I stay in my hotel when I'm going on the road when I'm this sick. And I was out with the lads on the show, Sean Finnerty. Dan Barry came along too. And we went to, we were in Philly. And Philly was just packed with everybody wearing green. And they weren't even hammered yet, you know. And I was just, you don't get it. Like, it's just, it's an awful holiday. And everyone tries to cash in. It's one of the holidays where people, it's weird. It's a country that's becoming very anti-religion. anti-Christian. It's starting to become that, and I'll do another episode. Like I, you know, because I see Canada now. Canada are trying to make it a law. If you openly talk about being a Christian, it's considered hate speech. I don't want to go too into that because I haven't done all my research. But as the last time I checked, that's what they're trying to do. So I could be wrong on that one. But they so the US isn't far behind, I think. But it's amazing like how many people celebrate that Christian holiday. Now, of course, they're celebrating it with just drunk and vomiting on the streets and hooking up with ugly girls. But, you know, everyone celebrates something their own way. Right? They're celebrated their own way. Every place sells a green t-shirt and they're just, you know, just everywhere you go, it's green. And I'm not a fan of green. You know, I wish blue was the Irish holiday. That'd be great. But yeah, even like it's, here's another thing too, which bugged me. And this is kind of like not comedy suicide, but this is very taboo to talk about in the comedy business. So because it was St. Patrick's Day, Dry Bar, as you know, my Dry Bar special came out last October. Dry Bar figured, you know what? Let's post some stand-up today, which they do every day. And of course, they go after the old McThomas's bits, right? So they put one of my bits up. Now, the bit I have, it's I wrote the bit when I started stand-up, right? And then the first time I did it on television was 2015. So I started stand-up in 2007. My first time on television was 2015. And I did this bit, and I did this bit about my Irish accent and people trying to do it. And ever since then, I know two or three other Irish comics have done the same bit almost word for word. So on the Dry Bar page, someone wrote, I saw a girl do this, so I wonder who stole it. And I get it. I know the girl. I know who did it. I don't think she stole it. By any means. Me and Sean Finnerty were talking about it. I don't think she stole the joke by any means. I just think she wrote it. And she's doing comedy, I don't know, maybe 8 years, whatever. I won't mention her name, but sure, you could do a bit of research and find out yourself. But I don't like that, getting accused of stealing shit, right? Especially when I did it first. First of all, it's a terrible joke. Terrible joke. Terrible joke. But I think I was the first Irish comedian to move here. I'm here 20 years. I don't know of another Irish comedian who moved here longer than that. But anyways, I always, like, listen, man, if you ever go catch one of my shows, like, I don't talk about Ireland. I talk about visiting my dad and my mother when they passed away and stuff like that. Maybe if I took a trip back there, but there's so many comedians out there, and it's not just Irish. There's so many comedians, and this is where people might piss off some comedians. There's so many comedians from other countries. Norway, England, Brazil, right? And they're here 15 years, and they're still doing material about, you guys say this and we say that. Like, are you still shocked? Are you still shocked about the differences between your country and America? It's just weird to me, man. It's just weird to me. So for those of you out there thinking, and it's not the first time I've got it, oh, you stole that joke, go do your research. You will see that I did that on television in 2015, but I wrote it in 2007. And this girl is doing it now like it's a new joke, right? And so that's the difference. That's the difference. But, not a fan of the old Paddies, right? Not a fan of the old Paddies at all. But, we went on some tour. We had a fucking blast. Boston, had a great time in Boston. Then we get up early the next day. We go to Springfield, Massachusetts. That was just an electric show. Get up the next morning. We stayed in the MGM. Some woman won $500,000 playing craps there. Not craps, some table game. She won $500,000 and the staff were like, yeah, she's a regular. She's here all the time, so I'm glad she won it. I'm like, yeah, I bet you are. She's a regular. That'll be fucking back in your pockets, boys. Within 6 months, you'll have all of that money back. All right? That's why I don't gamble. I don't gamble. But anyway, so we left the MGM. We left the MGM, went straight down to Philly. Philly was electric. We had an afternoon show. We finished the afternoon show. We got off stage by 5:30, straight in the car, straight back to Long Island, Smithtown Theatre. and we closed off with the comic strip. And that was the trip. That's what it was. That was the... So we got... Me and Sean, we decided that we're not just going to wait till March anymore to tour anymore. So we have some stuff in the works. Utah, we're coming. Denver, we're coming. Florida, Nashville again, we're coming. So I will get those dates out to you once we know them, once we confirm them, you know. Great. It's a great day, you know, this podcast. Like, I don't, because I'm on the road now, I just don't have the equipment with me. This will be the last one where I do it for a while, where I'll be back to videos next week. I'll be back to using my technology, the better sound system and whatever. So, you know, that's we'll be back to normal. But for now, I have to put up with this, you know, in my car with this very, very dainty microphone. But what I want to talk about, it's kind of a weird week for technology. Speaking of me not having technology, right? So this week, two things. Well, number one, Biden kind of announced he wants to get rid of TikTok. But let's be honest. Is Joe ever going to do anything he says he does? And is that where your priority is, Joe? Right? Is that where your priority is? You know, again, it's not political, but... Is that top of your list? Get rid of TikTok? And way to kind of announce that you're doing that. Like, don't, because you're sneaky about other things. Like, a lot of presidents are sneaky. They won't tell you. They'll sign something and slide it under the door. But, like, this guy is publicly telling people that he's getting rid of TikTok. Like, he's proud of it. Now, I hate TikTok. I fucking hate TikTok with a passion. I do have a TikTok page. I do pretty well there with my numbers. But that's only because I'm playing the game. I would love him to get rid of everything. I would love to get rid of TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, fucking Snap, whatever. All of them. Get rid of all of them, Joe. You want to be impressed? You want me to be impressed? Get rid of all of them. Not just TikTok. But way to get behind and know what the young voters want. You know what I mean? Joe really knows what the youngsters want. And getting rid of TikTok, Joe, is not it. It's not it, Joe. I know you want to get those. Yeah, I know all your eggs are in Taylor Swift's basket to get the young votes. But getting rid of TikTok isn't the way. You know, I'm sure Trump will come out now and go, I'm going to get extra TikTok. It's going to be TikTok 2. It's going to be the best app. You can dance twice as hard. And where are these talentless people going to go now when you get rid of TikTok, Joe? Because what's going to happen is one of these influencers who doesn't want a real job, right? Their real job is them farting into a jar on TikTok with 12 million followers. They're not going to want you to get rid of TikTok. So what they're going to do is they're just going to go, hey, guys, I'll send everybody a free jar of farts if you all don't vote for Joel to get rid of TikTok. So, Joel... You know, and we know you're not the best at going after an audience. Like, we saw what you did a few weeks ago for trying to get the black vote, the black people vote. You just visited a black family, and what did you do? You brought fried chicken with them, because you get them, Joe. You get people. You're a man of the people, you. Maui, everyone burnt down. I know exactly what you're going through. My house nearly burnt down. I nearly lost my Corvette. I understand you're still putting the flames out on your children's backs, but I know what you're going through. I know what you're going through, right? So, I don't know, man. But if you have a TikTok account, there's a chance it'll be gone. And I say good rhythms, Joe. I'm for that, Joe. I am pro. This is something that Joe Biden is going to do that I can get behind. Get rid of TikTok. But I say double down, Joe, and do Instagram, Facebook, fucking all of them. Because I'm sick to death of all these dumb social media posts. Get rid of them all, Joe. Big fan of that. Big fan of it. And it's not a great day, by the way, for Pornhub this week. Did you see this? Oh, I sound like an 80s comedian. Did you see this? Did you see this in the news? Did you see this? Pornhub is now illegal. It's now banned in Texas. But it wasn't really Texas that banned it. It was kind of Pornhub just went, fuck it, we're out. Because what happened was Texas came up to the Pornhub people and they go, hey, listen, we need you to put some measures on your app so youngsters can't get into it, right? So, like, do some sort of verification thing. Now, do you think the verification would be, hey, here's, just tick a box, yes, I am over 18. It's not that. It's a pretty intense that they want. They want you to enter your license number and all of that stuff, right? So people are like, hang on a second. I'm not fucking putting a paper trail. I'm not putting a paper trail about what I'm clicking on. I don't want my wife, my girlfriend, my nana to look at my history. Because you got to create an account is what they want you to do. I don't want to, you know, give that up to anybody. So Pornhub went, you know what, Texas, we're fine. We just won't show up in your neck of the woods. So now the people of Texas, the good people of Texas, can't watch Pornhub. Which again, all for that. Get rid of it, man. Get rid of it. It's just, dude, I saw this interview with Jeffrey Dahmer, right? And it's something to think about. Jeffrey Dahmer said in an interview that, look, I started off watching porn at a young age and I just kept looking for more and more things to be excited about. And then he was like, you know what I mean? It started off probably a bit of missionary, right? Maybe a bit of kissing, hand-holding, squeezing a boob, right? Jeffrey's loving it, loving that, right? And then all of a sudden, well, how many boobs can I watch? Like, maybe the guy should piss on the boobs, right? You know, whatever it is. Like, so then he went from there to, I don't know what his next level was, but he ended up basically murdering a bunch of people. But he blamed in an interview with the psychologist, which is public knowledge, you can look it up. He blamed all his murders on porn because he got so desensitized to it. He got so and people do that, man. Like I have a friend who works in a not anymore. He used to work in an adult store, a sex shop, and he would just be so desensitized to sex. He's like, I'm bored of it. Just bored of it all. Just get rid of it. I don't think it's, you can get into bed with the missus under the blankets, like, oh, this is so naughty. Let's watch an adult movie. Oh, this is so naughty. Look what we're doing. Right? If you want to watch it as a couple and all of a sudden they get excited, let's try that thing then. Then go for it. But it used to be, you found a porn in the woods and you left it. Like, everybody left it there. Nobody took it home. It was the commune porn magazine. And it would be under a rock and you just knew where to find it. And that's what it was. And it was just boobs, bit of bush, right? Nothing crazy. And that was porn. Now people are just, I've been on a train watching people. Like, on a train, people have been watching it. I've seen people at a movie theater waiting for the movie to start, sitting two rows in front of me watching it, right? People are just like bridge trolls huddled over in their bathroom while their missus are cooking dinner and they're in pulling their plum because they can't live it out. It's a legit addiction, man. It's a legit addiction. And I think, you know, and here's the thing. I saw this thing on Pornhub, right? Because they got in trouble for sex trafficking videos. And minors on there, not minors as in with helmets, right? That's a weird fetish to have. Oh yeah, like the guy puts on a helmet with a lamp on and he goes down and he gets me in the tunnel and he's covered in soot, right? That's a weird fetish, but I don't mean those minors. I mean underage people. So Pornhub got in trouble and they go, yeah, we do have a guy on quality control. They upload, listen to this, you ready? They upload 175,000 videos an hour. That was the last time I checked, get uploaded to Pornhub. And that's one website, by the way. There's hundreds and hundreds of these websites. 175,000 an hour. And they have one guy watching, checking the video. You know how awful that job would be? You know, imagine that guy, think about it. And some of you probably go, that'd be a great job. Imagine, you'd be sick of tits, wouldn't you? You'd be so sick to death of tits. Like, what's the point? If I see another tit. So Pornhub have decided to get rid of it because Texas are like, listen, we can't have kids on the site, so we want you to do a proper identification. Proper identification means you have to upload your ID and they want you to create an account. So you create an account and then within creating the account, then you show and then that's it. Nobody wants to see, you know, you don't want your nan to see you shitting on a midget. Right, that's just where it ends. So it's a weird day for technology. It's a weird week for technology. So I'm sorry for the people at TikTok. I hope you don't lose your thing. And to the people of Texas who are big fans of Pornhub, sorry. I hope it works out. Maybe you can find Jesus and that'll be better for you. Anyway, I got to go. Thanks for liking, listening, subscribing and sharing and coming on back. I do appreciate it. As always, wash your hands, you dirty fuckers. Good luck to you. Good luck to you.